The New Car Dealers Association of BC, NCDA, late last month announced the appointment of its new board of directors, and the industry association's first female board chair in 30 years. Anne-Marie Clark, owner of two car dealerships on Vancouver Island, has served as the organization's deputy board chair since last September when the previous chair stepped down. The New Car Dealers Association plays a big part in what I do for a living, so first and foremost, I'm honored, said Clark. I'm no stranger to being part of a male-dominated industry. I've been in the car business all my life, so being the only girl at the table is something I'm used to. Hopefully, I can make a difference to add a little bit of a different perspective. Clark said one of the biggest compliments she has received is that she is the type of leader that brings people together and to find a shared solution. She will lead the NCDA's board as the organization advocates for its membership of more than 400 new car and truck dealers in BC ahead of many changes for the industry. The top priority for the NCDA is to ask the province to review the electric vehicle sales targets established by the province's Clean BC Roadmap, said Clark. The Clean BC framework requires that by 2030, 90% of all new, light-duty vehicles sold in BC are zero-emission vehicles. That threshold rises to 100% by 2035. The challenge right now is all the people that were early adopters and knew they wanted to go to an electric vehicle. They're kind of all taken care of now, and it's taking a little bit of time for the general population to feel that comfort, she said. Many car owners have concerns around the higher prices of electric vehicles, their battery life, and the availability of charging facilities, and it can be challenging for people living in northern BC or rural areas to use electric vehicles to meet their daily needs, according to Clark. She said putting penalties on manufacturers if they don't hit these zero-emission vehicle targets could result in them reducing the number of total vehicles they bring into the province, driving up prices. Making it more flexible and taking the time frame out a little bit is going to be one of our biggest conversations with the government that's setting these arbitrary targets, said Clark. They all sound well and good, but there are so many things on the table that we need to have more conversations around. The NCDA will also focus on advocacy efforts around BC's luxury vehicle tax, which kicks in on vehicles priced at $55,000. Clark said it has not been adjusted for inflation and the overall cost of new vehicles. In BC, vehicles sold for less than $55,000 will be charged a 5% federal goods and services tax and a 7% provincial sales tax, PST. The PST rate increases to as much as 20% for a vehicle with a purchase price of more than $150,000. An average price of a vehicle is about $66,000. So here you've got young families that want to get a new vehicle to protect their family and they're not buying a luxury vehicle. It's a real issue, said Clark. Having worked in the motor dealer industry for more than 30 years, Clark said the industry has gone through many changes. It now has more female professionals, better transparency and regulations, and more advanced technologies, but the core of the business has stayed the same. It's still always about people, about getting someone into driving something that they love, she said. It's never dull. Every service transaction or sales transaction is different. Every guest that walks in our door is different. It's fun to help someone get into a new vehicle or new to them vehicle, and it's rewarding when someone's got a problem with their vehicle and we can fix it for them. dshong@biv.com twitter.com/shong_daisy